Day 59. Go into a coma. Come out of a coma.
Marta, I've been intrigued by something that's come up more than once in these sessions.
And what's that?
Last time you conjured up the metaphor of a guy going out of his mind over some girl, and before that you referred several times to something coming to mind, so to speak.
Yes, I remember. Go on.
Well, it's this coming and going stuff, and I've heard other people say things like, they came to an understanding. Kim went into a coma. An idea came to me. Something went wrong, and so on.
Yes, idioms using the verbs come and go. So what's the intrigue about?
Well, it certainly seems like there's something systematic about it. I mean, about which one we use in which expression, or idiom, as you call it.
Seems so, doesn't it? Systematic is a good way of putting it, Patrick. Take your example of Kim went into a coma. What's the opposite? Kim did what?
Kim came out of a coma, of course.
Keep going. What's another way of saying the motor died?
The motor went dead, I guess.
Fine. So all someone did was plug the motor back in and
It came back to life. Certainly nobody would ever say, the motor came dead, or the motor went back to life. Can't be just an accident. So what's going on, Marta?
You can figure that one out. Think of idioms like, the bread went stale, the butter went rancid, the cat went astray, the business went bankrupt, the family went nuts.
Oh, those poor people.
I'm not finished. Now consider Marie's dreams came true. Herb's facial color came back. Linda came into a lot of money. Larry came to his senses. The family came to realize their mistakes. And then they all came to an understanding.
So come is positive and go is negative?
Really? Then what about they went to sleep? What's negative about that? Under ordinary circumstances, I mean. Or she went into a trance. Trances don't have to be negative.
Now I'm really baffled.
Let me try something different, Patrick. What's normal body temperature in Fahrenheit terms?
It's 98.6 degrees. But what's that got?
Hold on. Suppose someone took your temperature an hour ago and found it to be 100. What did it do?
Oh, it went up.
Now suppose instead that your temperature was 100, somebody just took it, and now it's 98.6. What did it do this time?
It came down. I get it. And if my temperature was 98.6, but now it's 98, it went down. Likewise, if it was 98, but now it's 98.6, it came up.
So what's going on here? Anything systematic?
Well, 98.6 degrees is normal body temperature. So the use of come and go here refers to movement toward or away from the norm, right?
Sounds pretty good to me. And what about all those idioms, like she went into a trance and soon came out of it?
Same thing. A trance is not a normal state. Food being stale, sour, bad, rancid, is not normal, and so on. But what about she came into a lot of money? I don't think you could call that normal.
Good thinking. Normalcy certainly doesn't apply to that one. Something else going on here. So what's your take on these? Bill Clinton came through a lot. Bill Clinton went through a lot.
That's interesting. The idiom with came is maybe a little more likely to come from a Democrat, the one with went from a Republican.
Yes. Feels like that, doesn't it? So it's like you're making an evaluation of some kind, a positive one with came, negative or maybe neutral with went. Probably something similar with the event came, went off as expected. Even Clinton had to overcome, undergo, a lot.
Normal states, evaluations, come, go, idioms, are a little more complex than simple positive and negative.
Right. And here are two more for the grand finale. A couple of planes flying around developed a little engine trouble. One plane came down, but the other plane went down.
One plane landed, but the other plane crashed. Wow.